Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Brad Choate, meeting with KMOX money man Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, let's first take a look at the weekend numbers.
Consumer Price Index came out at a 1.8% annual rate, which is a little bit less than had been 2% before, so that was pretty good news. Consumer confidence remained high, down just a point from 100 to 99. But the markets just had a really rough week. The Dow Jones Industrials was down sharply, ending the week at 25,339. It wasn't that long ago. It was over 26,000. NASDAQ, 74,96. It had been over 8,000 pretty recently. Treasury bond yields went up ending the week at 3.1%. Gold had a pretty strong up week as well, ending at 12,18 an ounce. And oil was down a bit, down to $71 a barrel.
And Jordan, more numbers to talk about interest rates, right?
Yeah. For example, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate went over 5% for the first time in 7 years. That's going to definitely been slowing the housing market. And President Trump criticized the Fed Reserve explicitly, saying they're raising rates too much. He called them crazy, actually, which probably will have the opposite impact. The Fed wants to show their independence and is going to raise rates even more. So that's really why the markets are so volatile, is that both long-term and short-term rates are rising faster than people thought they would.
A weekly update on the China trade war.
Getting more intense all the time. The U.S. said that they're going to block Chinese access to U.S. technology in 27 different industries. China's trying to strike back at us in various ways as well. China wants to weaken its currency to offset the tariffs to some extent. And the administration here says don't do that. So it's just intensifying all the time, Brad.
And what do you think Hurricane Michael's going to do with the economy?
Well, it has a major impact. I mean, it just really wiped out a lot of the panhandle in Florida. It's going to be many, many years to rebuild that whole area. It then went on and put a huge amount of rain in Georgia and Virginia and the Carolinas. So it just caused huge devastation. And there's a lot of insurance companies in Florida, smaller ones, who might get wiped out by this as well. So it's going to have a lot of economic impact.
A big name might be going bankrupt. I hear Sears.
Sears is on the edge, probably within the next week or so. They are going to declare bankruptcy. The stock is down to pennies. Eddie Lampert, who's been running it, doesn't want to lend them any more money. The current thought is that they'll have 150 stores left, and they'll close some like 300 of them. So this is the end of a long-term empire.
We're talking with Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, the week in earnings?
Well, we're just beginning. The big banks came out this week. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Wells Fargo all had double-digit increases. And this coming week, we're going to start getting lots of earnings reports. It's going to be quite strong because the third quarter was quite strong.
And you have a takeover or two?
So the Department of Justice officially approved the merger between CVS and Aetna, which is a $69 billion deal between the drugstore chain and the big insurance company. And there'll probably be others similar to that. And then a Danish company called Ørsted is buying Deepwater Wind, which has offshore wind turbines, mostly in New England, for $510 million. Ørsted is also in the wind energy business in Europe.
And last but not least, you have a rogues gallery.
So the Manhattan District Attorney charged a guy named Etienne Uzak and William Anderson of IBT Media, which owns Newsweek magazine, with defrauding lenders of millions of dollars and offering fake financial statements for getting loans, and now they're being called in for that one. Facebook was hacked with 30 million of its accounts hacked, but it turns out that the hackers got more personal data than had earlier thought, so a pretty bad job of defending users there. There was a 64-year-old Danish woman named Anna Nielsen, who was a civil servant in the welfare department, who stole $17 million from welfare recipients for the last 17 years. So she got caught on that one. And then I'm going to put in the rogues gallery the Saudis, who killed Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist, when he went to the Turkish embassy to get a passport, he didn't come out alive. Maybe he came out in pieces or something, but that was pretty bad, and that's going to cause all kinds of rifts between the U.S. and the Saudi situation. So those are my rogues for the week.
That's Jordan Goodman. If you want more, you can check out his website, moneyanswers.com. I'm Brad Choate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.